Bezal Shem Mizbuch, we begin Perek Shish of the 6th chapter in the Namas Hilchas Mam, Laws of Rebellious People, in the Sefer Shoftim, Book of Judges, which in this Perek we continue the theme of the previous Perek, regarding, we spoke about someone's rebellious in regards to his parents, where in this Perek we continue the theme of talk about the obligation of honoring one's parents and having fear from them, as Rambam gives a lachav regarding the mitzvah and its importance. Kibud Av V'Em, honoring one's father and mother, mitzvah Saseh Gedol, is a great positive commandment. V'Chim Mayro V'Em, so to fearing one's father and mother. The Pasuk equates it with the honor and the fear that one has to have for Hashem. It says in the Pasuk in Shemayis, honor your father and your mother. Says the Pasuk in Mishlei, honor Hashem from your wealth. Which sounds very similar terminology. Regarding one's father and mother, it says, a man, his father and mother, he should fear. Says the Pasuk in Bar Mesa, Hashem, your God, you should fear. Just like he commanded for the honor of his name, his great name, and for his awe, so to command regarding the honor and the awe of one's parents. Halacha base. Hamakal ova imay. If someone curses his father, his mother, beskila, he gets stoned to death. The magadiv, so to someone blasphemy, meaning curses God, is also beskila, also being stoned to death. You see that he equated him, his honor with the honor of parents, even in the same punishment. Now, hiktim avla im lekibud. When it talks about honoring, it mentions the father first before the mother. Now, v'hiktim im la'avla mayr. When it talks about having fear from them, it mentions the mother before the father. L'alam etchashneim sham to tell you that they're both equal. Bein la'mayr, bein lekibud, whether for fear or whether for honor, it's just that regarding honor, one would generally honor mother first, and regarding fear, one would generally fear his father first. Therefore, it inverts that order. L'cha gimel, regarding explaining first the mitzvah of what does it mean to fear one's parents. Ezeh o'mayra ve'ezeh kibud. What's considered fear and what's considered honor? So mayra, having awe from them, is lo'emet b'kayma, you don't stand in your father's place. V'le'yishab b'kayma, you don't sit in his place. V'le'yishab, you don't contradict what he's saying. V'le'yishab, you don't even like weigh on as an opinion on his words, even if it's saying like him. V'le'yikuloy b'shma, you don't call him by his name. L'be'chay v'le'yishab, not when he's alive, not when he's dead. Elohim, rather, he says, you say Abba Mar, you don't say father's name, you say my father, my master. Now, Hayashim of Hayashim Rabbi Kshem Achayim, let's say his father or his rabbi's name, which Nala called him my name, was the same like other people, and you want to call someone else? So, Mashana Shemam, you have to change that other person's name when you're calling it out. Now, Yerali, it says the Rambam, it appears to me, Shein Nizabakach, there were not one regarding such a thing, El Bashem Shupela. It's a very unique name. Shein not called Dasha, but not everyone is used to such a name, and you call it out, looks like you're calling your father by his name. But the names that the populace used, Kugan Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Kiyitzim, Chaloshim, Chazman, these are names that the whole Jewish people always use all throughout in all different times of history. So, Koribem Lachem Shlobifanam. Then says Ram, you could call someone else by that same name if it's not in front of the parent, and then there wouldn't be a problem. But in front, could be, and definitely when it's an interesting name that it sounds like that this is the father's name, that the person should not do that, even not in front of it. Now the Rambam explains, Ezeu Kibud, what's considered the mitzvah of honoring one's parents. So it's Maichel Umashke, it's giving to eat, giving to drink, Malbush Machasa, giving them clothing, covering them, Mishel Av, which those expenses come from the father, but the obligation of doing the action is on the son. Now, the main Mamun La'av, but let's say the father doesn't have money to provide for himself. Yesh Mamun La'ben, and the son has money, he's well off. And Kaifin Isai, then we force him the son of the Ima, and then he has to provide the food and the sustenance for his father and his mother, kfi mashiach, according to what he could. Umaitzi umachnes, he also has to help him come out and come back in. Umishamshoi, and he has to attend to him. Bishahar dvarm, regarding all the things, the other things, shashamosh, mishamshim, mesarab, that generally attendants attend to the teacher. V'oimim mipon, and that's what he has to do for his parents. V'oimim mipona, then he has to stand in front of them, kederach shu'im b'neirab, the way he stands in awe in front of his teacher. Halacha dalet, v'ov shoi tamud b'nai. Now, what happens if the father was a student of the son? The son was a greatest sage. Although one has to stand up for his rabbi, the father does not stand up for his son. But the son, he still has to stand up for his father, although the father is his student. He has to honor him in all his ways. When he's doing his business dealing, when he's taking care of his private needs. How so? So when the person is doing business, he's doing his private needs, how can one honor one's father in that way? So Hanishma b'dva av l'makam. If someone's in a place where he recognizes the people over there that they respect his father and they will accede to his request if he mentions it in the name of his father, so lo yemi shouldn't say, oh maruni, be quick to do what I need, bishvil ask me because of what I need for myself. Or baturuni, let me go quick, bishvil ask me because of my own self. No, el maruni bishvil abba. He says, let me do this quickly because of my father. Patrun b'shvil Abba, let me liberate it because of my father. And Mechin Kaitz was ending something like this, if you could mention it in the honor of the father, you should do it and say it in your father's name, not in your own name. La'olam yichla b'chal dvarav, a person should always include that in the category of his words, shu'cheshe b'chvayt aviv, that he's concerned for his father's honor, b'shem mesir mim, and that he's in awe of him. Alocha hey. V'chayv l'chabdai fel la'achem ha'isei, he has to honor his father even after his father passed away. Kitzur ha'so. Ho'yoymet v'ashmo b'saying over teaching, some relating something over from his father's name, from his mouth, lo yimei shouldn't say kachom ha'aba, this is what my father says. Lo yimei should say kachom ha'aba mori, this is what my father, my master says, my teacher. Ani kaparas meshkava, I'm an atonement for his bed, meaning for his passing. When we say that, you say this is b'tech shnei masach chedesh alach ha'mitzvah, only in the 12 months after his father's passing. Avalach shnei masach chedesh, when it's already after 12 months, then he doesn't say harini kaparas meshkava, then he says zechrein l'chaim abo, when he mentions father's name, when he mentioned my father, he says, and his memory should be for the life of the world to come. Halachavav. Now, echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha, whether man or woman, chayavim b'mayr v'chavad, they have the obligation of fear and of honor for the parents. Ella, the difference is, she'ish yesh b'yad alasis. The man, he has the authority to do that. He gets to make these choices, and therefore he always has the responsibility to honor his parents. But ve'isha ain't b'yad alasis. But the woman does not have the opportunity to always do it, because the dominion of someone else, that of her husband, is honor, and she has more responsibility to her husband, and therefore she does not have the opportunity to always go ahead and honor her parents. Therefore, however, in this Gadosh or in this Amun, if she gets divorced or gets widowed, now she's independent again, then man and woman are both equal in their obligation to honor their parents. Halacha Zayin continues regarding the greatness of honoring and fearing one's parents. Ad hechen hu kibud abim, how far does honoring one's parents go? So it's afilu natlu kishal zehubim shalo, even if they took a purse full of golden coins of his, v'shlichu b'fanav liyam, and they throw it in front of him into the sea, lo yachlimim, he's not, not embarrass them. V'lo yitza b'fneim, he shouldn't go ahead and pain them in front of them. V'lo yichas connectim, he shouldn't get angry towards them. Elikabl gzeis akasa b'yishtik, he should accept the decree of the Torah, which tells us to honor them and be silent. V'ad hechen hu, how far does it go to fear them? Even if he's wearing most precious garments, but now he's sitting there on the head table, on the dais in front of everyone, in front of the whole kila. And then his parents come along, and they tear his garments, and they hit him on the head, and they spit in his face. He's not embarrassed him. Eliyishtik has to be quiet, the yida, and have fear of them. And he should have awe from the king of all kings who has commanded him to do this thing. Because had it been a flesh and blood king would decree on a person something, which would pain him even more than this, but he wouldn't be able to protest regarding this, to the one who said and they made the world according to his will, which is Hashem, and he said that you have to honor your parents no matter how far that circumstance is. Now, Halacha Ches continues with certain limitations. Although we're commanded with this, that you have to honor your parents no matter what, but it's forbidden for a person to pressure and weigh down his yoke on his sons, on his children. To be precise with his honor with them. That he shouldn't bring them to stumbling. Rather, he should pardon. Turn a blind eye. Because the father pardons regarding his honor. His honor is forgiven. And that's what a father should do. And more of a halacha test. If someone hits his adult son, we excommunicate him. Because he's violating what it says in the Yikra, but lifting the evil, he's sitting in front of a blind person and shouldn't put a stomach block. You're going to cause him to hit back and to degrade you and violate the sister, and you're doing it and you're causing it. Therefore, one should not do such a thing. And if he does, we excommunicate him. Now, halacha yud. Mishin nitra for daita shalav shalima. But let's say what happens is that the consciousness, the intelligence of his father or his mother has deteriorated very, very far. Still, he should attempt to conduct himself with them according to their intelligence. Hashem has mercy on them. Now, if it's not possible for him to withstand, because they became mentally deranged, they're very deteriorated, then he should leave them and he should go on his own way. And then he should appoint and command others to treat them and to take care of them, get a caretaker appropriately, and then he could leave. Halacha Rav, Hamamzer, an illegitimate child who was born from a forbidden union from his parents, he still has an obligation to honor his father and to fear him. After Bishopata, although he's going to be exempt on Makasavikilase for hitting him or for cursing him, he's not going to get the death penalty until his father, who obviously was a sinner, repents. Now, afilo haya aviv rasha balaveis. Now, even if his father is wicked and a sinner, mechabdoi u'misyor mimeno, he has to honor him and he has to have fear from him. Now, what happens if ro'o oivra al divrei Torah? He sees him violating a biblical command. Lo yimali is not tell him abba tati avart al divrei Torah. You violated a word from the Torah. Elo yimali, rather, he tells him abba, my father, kasa b'Torah kach v'kach. It's written in Torah such and such. Kilo shemin, as if he's asking from him, but loy kamisir, not like he's warning him. That's not appropriate to tell a parent. Halachat Yud Beis continues with limitations and certain preferences when it comes to the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. Misha amalei aviv, if there is someone whose father tells him lav al divrei Torah, to violate the words of the Torah. Bincha amalei lavra mitzvah lisa, whether he tells him to violate a negative prohibition of the Torah, or levat mitzvah say, or to nullify a positive commandment. Afil shal divrei, even from rabbinic law. He shouldn't listen to him. Shem, like he says in the pasuk, "V'yikra ish a man imay ba'av tiro his father and his mother he should fear." But then it says, "And my Shabbos you should safeguard," which is saying, although he said to listen to your parents, but my Shabbos, my mitzvahs, you have to listen because you're all obligated in my honor. So if his command is defiling my honor, then you don't listen to him. Now halachi gimel amalei av. Let's say his father tells him, "Ashkeni mayim, please bring me some water to drink." Now at the same time, he has an opportunity to do a mitzvah. If there's a possibility for that mitzvah to be done through others, let it be done through others. And he should be engaged in the honor of his father. You don't nullify the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim because of some other mitzvah. But if there's no one to do that other mitzvah, then he should engage in that mitzvah. And he should leave the honor of his father. Because him and his father are obligated in that mitzvah. So that's similar to what we said in the previous halacham, and therefore then his father cannot take him away from that other mitzvah. And moreover, the Talmud Torah, God will make kibbutz avim. Learning Torah is greater than honoring one's parents, and therefore he has an obligation to learn Torah. Halach yidalt, amalei aviv. If father tells him, hashkeni mayim, give me some water to drink. V'amalei imay hashkeni mayim, his mother also says, give me some water to drink. He leaves the honor of his mother and engages first in the honor of his father. And similar principle, because him and his mother are obligated in the honor of his father, and therefore that trumps the, just like we said, for Hashem lahav with them, so too the father trumps the honor of the mother. Regarding some secondary honor that applies to the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, chayv od mechaber es eshes aviv. A person has an obligation to honor his father's wife, meaning his stepmother, although it's not his mother. As long as his father is alive, it's considered shezeh b'chal kibud av, it's including the honor of his father by honoring his wife. So he has to honor his mother's husband, which is his stepfather, as long as his mother is alive. But after she passes away, then is not obligated. From rabbinic law, he has an obligation to honor his older brother, just like the honor of his father.